Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 11th day of October. Today we're reading Luke 8, 39-56 and Luke 9, 1-2 and reading the New International Reader's Version. Return home and tell how much God has done for you. So the man went away. He told people all over town how much Jesus had done for him. When Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him. They were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus came. He was a synagogue leader. He fell at Jesus' feet and begged Jesus to come to his house. His only daughter was dying. She was about 12 years old. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. A woman was there who had a sickness that made her bleed. Her sickness had lasted for 12 years. No one could heal her. She came up behind Jesus and touched the edge of his clothes. Right away, her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. Everyone said they didn't do it. Then Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pushing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." The woman realized that people would notice her. Shaking with fear, she came and fell at his feet. In front of everyone, she told them she had touched him. She also told how she had been healed in an instant. Then he said to her, "Dear woman, your faith has healed. You, go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus. "Jairus was the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead," the messenger said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let everyone go in with him. He took only Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. During this time, all the people were crying and sobbing loudly over the children. "Stop crying," Jesus said. "She is not dead. She is sleeping." They laughed at him. They knew she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and right away she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were amazed, but Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Jesus called together the 12 disciples. He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to heal sicknesses. And he sent them out to announce God's kingdom and to heal those who were sick. Let's pray we will have trust and belief in Jesus. Dear Jesus, please help us to trust and believe what you tell us and believe what you say to us, and help us to not have doubt in our hearts or minds, and to really just trust and believe in what you say. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.